I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a pain-free Friday for us, doling out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. The bad thing, the broken hand, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad day, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up. All my friends that come around, flat to party hub, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's in tatters. My brains were splattered all over. Shake it up, should do bad. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4CBS is the number to get on the bench. So here's what happened and what's happening. Today in the NCAAs, day two, the Friday sessions. Can K-State keep it up? They look good today against Creighton. As they move on to Sunday with a nice little South Region win, 69-59. And they had so many different guys producing. Barry Brown had 18, 6-3. I just thought they came out lighting it up. They ended up shooting 46% from the floor in that game. And then Creighton just couldn't shoot. They shot 33% from the field, 26% from downtown, and that was all she wrote. I thought Weber's team looked great today. Butler blew out Arkansas. So much for the Hogs. Kamar Baldwin had 24, 9, and 5 for the Bulldogs. They move on. A&M beats Providence, 73-69. I thought this game was unbelievable. Diallo had 21 for Providence. Didn't matter. If you watch the game, which I'm sure you did, the beginning of the game, I think Texas A&M had about 11 trips without a basket.
They were 0 for 11 from the field.
And Providence couldn't score either. They were up like 4-0. I think at the end it was 8-0, right? They got up about 8-0.
Yeah,
up 20-0.
Around 6 minutes into the game, I think it was still 6-0 or 8-0, like you said.
How many shots did they miss and layups and bricks? I mean, Providence blew the game in the first 10 minutes. I mean, A&M couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And I'm watching the game. You know what I said to myself? Oh, A&M's going to win this game because Providence can't score. Because when one team can't score at all and you score barely, the barely team will end up losing. Because the team that can't score at all will eventually score. And when they do, they're going to pour it on. They scored 73 points in the game. Right? Robert Williams had 13 and 14 boards. He was a problem altering shots the whole game against Providence. They had trouble with him in the paint, messing up their shots. They shot all these crappy circus shots. And their flashy coach, who everybody's been talking about for 2 weeks, with his pants tearing, he can go home and get his pants sewn now because they got their asses handed to him. And that nun, too. She can go home and cook some sausages because she's done doing predictions, too. Didn't she say God was on the Friars' side for the rest of the tournament? That didn't happen either. God had A&M plus the points. Nevada beat Texas. Here's another game. Can you even believe that Texas choke job?
What a disgrace that was.
Well, I mean, it really was.
I couldn't. Texas controlled that game. How they lost that game, I still can't figure it out hours later. That we're sitting here and Nevada has moved on.
I'll tell you how they lost it. They got outscored by 9 in the second half, and they got outscored by 4 in the overtime. I thought their shot selection in the overtime was terrible, too.
Yeah, once Bama went out, that completely changed everything they did in the overtime.
Auburn, 62-58 over Charleston. So they move on. Heron had 16, 5-2 for the Tigers. Big game for Brantley on the other side for Charleston. They didn't look bad, 24 points. The game that got me all riled up was Marshall and Wichita State. If you follow my tweets, typically I'm not very abusive on there with my language due to working at the Vatican Network here. So I actually, for the first time ever, Carver High, you saw some abusive language on there.
And rightfully so.
Have you ever, in your life, I hope you're recording this, because I have never in my life, ever, I cannot ever remember once in my life, not even once, seeing refs butcher a game worse than that game. Now, I am completely objective because I had Marshall in the points, right? But I am telling you, the call that they missed that went off at a Marshall player out of bounds, and they went to the sideline to review it, and it took 14 minutes for these two bumbleheads to finally come back. And the announcers were just as bad. They're like, it doesn't matter how long it takes, Carver High, as long as they get it right. Get it right. It doesn't matter how long it takes. And I'm like, I couldn't disagree more. What they've done is Wichita State was on fire when they froze the game. They were on fire. Fran Camp had hit a bunch of threes. Remember, he was lighting it up from NBA range. He was absolutely going off. He hit six threes. But they froze the game to go look at the replay. And for 14 minutes, they couldn't come up with an answer. And then when they finally did, it was wrong. Everyone in the world saw it went off at a Marshall player, and they still gave it to Marshall. And then what happens? Tell them what happened.
Then they couldn't figure out who was supposed to be on. They have the basket. Marshall scores. And I guess Wichita didn't have any timeouts left, but they stopped the game again to see who was supposed to be on the floor because they took so long on the other thing that I guess there was players switched
right,
out.
But then they went to the other end and another ball went off a guy and they went to the review again and that took four more minutes. 18 minutes they stopped the game in the last 2 minutes of the game. It took 18 minutes. And by then, Wichita State was ice cold done. Put a fork in them. They never scored again. And they lost 81-75. Have you ever in your life seen refs? Did you hear the crowd booing vociferously?
Oh, absolutely.
Booing those refs.
They ruined the whole end of the game.
I mean, they ruined the entire game. They ruined the game, those two moron idiot refs. I don't know who they are. I don't want to know. But whoever's running the NCAA, listen loud and clear. Those two Nimrods you had working there, now they're three refs. One of them had nothing to do with it. It was the two morons. It was actually the two white guys over there by the table, right? Wasn't there two white guys and a brother? The two white guys are to blame. They should both be fired and not let anywhere near. They should be doing biddy ball. I mean, it was the worst mishandling of a big game I've ever seen in my life. I honestly sat there and I was talking to my dog. I was like, are you kidding me how long this is taking? You texted me at about the 12-minute mark, Carver High, saying, are you watching this? And there's still six more minutes. And then I tweeted out. Did I not tweet out? I finally tweeted out. I'm like, they have blown this game. They have ruined this game. And then I started getting dirty. I said the refs, you know, well, you know. And I mean, at a much different level than suck. I went above suck. I went into the gray area, the blue lagoon.
So according to this, the final minute, clock minute of the Wichita Marshall game took in real 18 minutes and 26 seconds. The longest that this site says that they've ever recorded in the NCAA tournament for a final minute to play. 18
minutes. Do you have the
minutes.
Names of the refs?
I found that actually looking for
Give
the names
Give me the names
of the refs.
I'm going to blame
I'm still
all
looking
of them.
For them.
I'm going to blame the other ref, too, for not telling the other two that they were losers. I mean, that was just atrocious. Oh, my God. I was sitting there going, is this even happening? My buddy was watching a game with me. I'm like, I got to go to bed, man. It was already 10-4, remember? It just wouldn't end. It took forever. Listen, I got to ask you, did anyone say anything after the game? Did Marshall say anything about the refs?
I think they were so happy that they won. I don't think they said anything about the refs.
I'm not talking about Marshall. I'm talking about the coach of Wichita State, Greg Marshall. That was the worst ref job I've ever seen in my life. You guys are atrocious. I hope you're listening right now. You're the two worst refs I've ever seen in my life at any level. Hey, Mafia, even a Fat Joe in our league is better with his knee braces. Fat Joe, the tech thrower. I don't care what he thinks of me either, that asshat. Carver Hyde, do you think I've, like, in terms of, you know, covering that story, would you think that I'd got it pretty much in terms of, like, nailing it?
I believe you did, yes.
I got it. I got it covered. All right, just so we can be clear, West Virginia beat Murray State 85-68. I want to get into these games more. Purdue 74-48. Purdue loses Haas to a broken elbow. They're finished. Do you think they can win without that guy? They're not winning the NCAA tournament without him.
They weren't winning with him, so.
Well, look, he is a monster in the middle. There's no denying that. But without him, they are not the same team at all. I don't care what anybody says. North Carolina 84-66 over Lipscomb. And then Cincinnati 68-53 over Georgia State. Georgia State had the cover there and then blew it. Michigan State was up like 18. They blew that cover. They win by 4 because they quit trying. Xavier Rock, Texas Southern, and Mr. Davis, 102-83, the former Indiana coach. TCU trailing Syracuse early, 12-11, if that's even accurate. And Virginia's losing to Baltimore County, 19-17. The Syracuse lead is 12-11. We'll get into all the games a little bit more, obviously. All second-round games tomorrow in the NCAA. Same thing Sunday, right? So go to PharrellOnABench.com. It's the best place to get my winners. It's the only place to get my winners. NBA on Saturday. Houston at New Orleans. I love that one. NHL on Saturday. New Jersey at L.A. Boston at Tampa. PharrellOnABench.com has it all, even daily fantasy rosters, boxing, MMA. Sign up, it's cheap. The results rock. PharrellOnABench.com.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so give me the name of the two refs in the Wichita State game.
John Higgins was one of the refs, and he's been a longtime ref who's...
He should retire.
Who's been involved in a lot of the, you know, obviously nothing like this today, but his name comes up a lot when you Google his name in terms of calls. But when you ref as long as he has... you're going to run into bad situations, I guess. And yeah. Bob Staffen.
He ran into a wall today.
Bob Staffen, according to this, was the other guy.
Staff infection.
Right.
My God.
And when I looked at their pictures, I recognized them from today. So these had to be the two guys. And the third gentleman, like you said.
Leave him out of it.
Yeah, he wasn't really involved in what was going on at the table. So,
am I wrong that those two guys butchered that game?
I thought it was a disgrace the last minute or two of that game, what they did. It was weird because that first main call that took the longest for them to figure out.
14 minutes.
I watched it for a while, and I actually thought that they had gotten it right at first. I thought that he knocked the ball out of the guy's hand.
Over the top.
And I thought it was Marshall's ball, and I'm going, What are they doing here? Like, what? And then what bothered me
was... Why was it so hard to make the call? I thought it was Wichita State's ball, and so did
the
announcers.
After the 700th replay, I got on, too, that it was Wichita's ball. But what bothered me was, after, like, 3, 4, or 5 minutes, you just got to say, look, it's inconclusive. The call on the court stands.
That's it.
We're going on forever here.
Go 14 minutes.
And I get it. You want to get things right.
It ruined the game.
But they didn't get it right anyway.
It ruined the game. It became the main story. The game was no longer about all those great shots the kid from Wichita was nailing. He was nailing everything. He was taking over the game. The story was the refs shut him down. It was like they were involved in the game. It was like they had money on the game. It was like, we're going to shut the game down. We're going to cool this guy off like an ice cube.
They iced him, like Mafia just said when he was walking out.
I mean, they iced him like no one's business.
Your boy John Elmore on Marshall, who was draining him. I love that kid. The kid on Marshall. He
number
could shoot
33?
Too. Yeah.
He had a great handle, too.
He had a great game that
great
kid.
Great game. Look, Marshall's a good team. They mean business.
And now you get Marshall and West Virginia playing each other, which is going to be fun because the two coaches hate each other. I was just reading up. There's a thing where a couple years ago.
Marshall and who hates each other?
West Virginia and Marshall hate each other.
They hate each other.
Apparently.
Is that who's playing?
Yeah. And a few years ago when D'Antoni got the job at Marshall, apparently he took some shots at Huggins for not wanting to play them every year in like a home and home and things because obviously the universities are so close to each other, both being there in West Virginia. And Huggins like really went off on this guy. This was a few years back. So there could be some interesting stuff tomorrow at the podium and then Sunday in the game. Should be a lot of fun, Marshall and West Virginia.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Honestly, today, and I listen, just so you know, I love my friend Gary Myers, right? He's been on my show forever, right? Is he not the greatest guy?
One of the great New York football writers.
I've always gotten along with Gary a great deal. So I respect him and think the world of him. But was there anything, seriously, did you read those people, what they said?
There were so many that after a couple, I had to just stop.
So you didn't go down the list of abuse?
I didn't go through them all, but I saw a bunch of them.
Have you ever seen anything more abusive than that in your life?
Have you seen what he's doing now? Like, he's responding to some of them tonight.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. I just saw a couple recently in, like, the last 20, 30 minutes. He's like, one guy, he's like, said something about him. He's like, it was real nice meeting you, too. You know, he's kind of giving him a little razz in here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. I got it. Mafia, did you read them? Or do you just didn't
care?
Oh, yeah,
I read them. I read them, and like, people are tools. It was brutal, some of them. I mean, yeah, it was a mix because you had, like, some people who were just regular readers.
How about
like,
the one
like
guy?
Them.
Don't get on a boat.
There were a lot of, like, people in the industry that were saying, you know, thanks for doing it, great job.
Yeah, they were
and then
nice.
And then there were the trolls that were just going crazy.
How about the ones that said, take these other guys with you?
Yeah.
Like the other writers they don't like.
Right.
Don't let the door hit you, good riddance, rot in hell. There was everything.
Bye, Felicia.
Did you see? Bye, Felicia. What was better? The Myers one or the Ian Rappaport story about the guy from the Redskins that had the toe infection. Did you see those?
Those were better.
I think the toe infection ones were better. Did you see some of the toe infection mockeries? What do they call those, GIFs?
There were GIFs and memes and all that stuff.
I got to tell you, I give credit to all these fans. They're creative, abusive, and mean-spirited, and evil, and unholy. And I mean to tell you, how about the one they showed these two cartoons, these two farmers pitching money into a fire? It was great. Did you see the one on Myers with the black, like, inner-city school Baptist minister? Thank you, Jesus. He was clapping his hands.
Really not liked.
I was loving it, dude. When I laugh that hard, even my dog runs. He just runs to the other side of the house because I had tears coming out of my eyes. I love, you know, how should I put it? Abusive people. I love hecklers and abusive people. I just thought it was so funny. I spent my entire day laughing. And it was horrible. I'm such a horrible person, too, because one of them was at my friend's expense, which I find that I'm a sinner and a downright dirty, dirty boy. And then the other one, I didn't care at all about the guy's toe infection, but the but the memes and gifs about, like, guys getting their legs cut off in the surgery room and everything. Mafia saw him. We were in the car. I was losing it. Did you think I was going to wreck the car?
Yes, I did. You were so focused on what was going on the Twitter. I thought you were going to
crash. But I was at a red light, you moron.
Yeah, we saw some crazy drivers that were cutting us off and going slow. And you
but it was
to go
funny.
It was. I love the Parks and Rec one where they're cutting off the cash and see all the things in there. It's like a little, like, box car.
I loved it. I love any of that stuff. Because, you know, people are always like, no offense, I'm not pointing anyone out, but people are always like, telling people their business. Like, I just want to announce today that I'm... and no one cares about you at all. And then they just spend hours abusing you. I learned my lesson. Don't ever announce anything like you think people care about you.
Another funny.
Just go away.
Another
Fade
funny
away,
thing
man.
I noticed in it while everybody was abusing him. I think I must have saw at least 10 or 15 times. Can you take Pat Leonard with you?
Yeah.
Who's the beat writer right. for the Daily News for the Giants?
Penner
can you take Nish. Pat? Can you take Pat with you? And it wasn't like one
there
random
was a
guy.
Ton of them.
There was like 10 or 15 people. Can you take Pat Leonard with you? Yeah. And I love Pat. Pat used to cover the Rangers. He's a great guy.
He's great. No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's
no,
a good dude.
No, he isn't. That other guy you introduced me to tonight in here is a good guy, too. I've never met him. I don't know who he is. I haven't seen
C-Mac.
Him.
C-Mac.
Like, that's all news to me. I work late at night.
We're never here during the day.
Listen,
so
we've established that I don't matter here at this place. So far be it for me to ever come around when all the real talent is here. You know what I mean? Like, to be in such awe of the greatness and all the brilliance and high-priced egos and money and bank accounts of some of the established stars here that work in this building. Far be it from me, the pot dealer, to show up with my pants and button down on to say hi to any of them. Guess I won't be going to those bar mitzvahs, Mafia, because I'm already going to 12 others in my own neighborhood that have ruined my life. Ruined my gambling. I like to watch the games and gamble. I don't like to sit and look at scores at some bar mitzvah when I could be watching on TV and gambling. Dancing with the same people I dance with for 3 straight weeks that I don't like. If I see you tomorrow at a bar mitzvah, don't say hi to me because I don't like you. I never did. I know I look good. I know you want to sleep with me. Don't come near me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
You got to. Did you see the duck they just missed? The kid missed the layup, or he shot an air ball, a little teardrop air ball for UMBC. And then his buddy got the rebound in flight, right? Like an air ball. He caught it under the rim. And then he went up for a layup and ducked it from one side of the rim to the other. He totally coifed on the layup with no one around him. That's the kind of stuff you can't let happen. You cannot miss easy layups against Virginia. With no one around you, standing 1 foot from the rim, you cannot miss layups like that and think you're going to beat Virginia. Even though they were up at the time, they were up 5. They should be up 7 right now. UMBC's playing their guts out. They
look,
are.
Look at the little guy for UMBC, the Retrievers. Look at the little point guard go.
The Golden Retrievers.
Come on.
They're up 7.
Make it happen. One time.
Just for once. Has it ever happened, a 16?
Never. It's always the first time.
Look at this little dude. Mora.
Your boy right there taking it to the rack.
Give me more of that. All alone layup.
The mighty Virginia Cavaliers. Number one overall seed.
Number one overall seed down 7 with, what is it, 17 minutes left?
To the Retrievers from the America East Conference.
17 and a half minutes left in that game. What would you do if they lost?
I would be so excited. Like, I can't stand Virginia, so I think it'd be great.
Who do you dislike more? Because you're not a fan of Purdue either.
Well, here's the thing. It's not like I hate these teams.
And what about North Carolina? You like them playing all their games at home?
No, that's not fair either.
And then Michigan State playing in Detroit?
I don't care. Well, listen, when you're ones and two seeds, they do that stuff in the first round occasionally. I mean, you're going to get advantages. Just don't like how the same teams get advantages. Like, I feel like every year Kansas plays in Kansas somewhere.
Of course they do.
Every year either Duke or Carolina play close to Carolina. I mean, it is what it is.
Of course. Of course they do. That's exactly the way they want it. And you know what it is? They want their fans to see, if they've earned that top seed, they want their fans to be able to come to their games.
Right.
They think it's better for television and everything else.
And the crazy thing is that teams like, and I get that they do that to, you know, their fans come, but their fans are like North Carolina, they go anywhere.
So what's the best story? Buffalo, Loyola, Chicago, or Marshall?
I still think Buffalo.
Absolutely Buffalo. I mean, everyone's talking about Aiden's a top pick. Everyone was running them through the Final Four, maybe into the finals. I mean, I had Wichita State in my Final Four, but I think I was crazy with that. Most people didn't have them going that far. Everyone was all over Arizona. And for them to get upset in the first game by 20 points, that's the best story.
It was more than 20.
Right, but it's one thing if you lose by, you know, 4 or 5, and, oh, nice little upset, last minute shot to beat you. They got blown out. They got embarrassed.
I think TCU took the lead at the half, 28-27. There's 1 second left. And then Clemson leads New Mexico State 23-17. And there's one other game that's going to go on, right? And that's the last game of the night. Florida State and Missouri are underway. Missouri 3-0. They got that one in the bag now with Porter. Everyone came to see him play. So that Porter, they're going to have him win.
Just tipped off now at 10:45. That game is going to end around 1.
Thank God. If the Hey, is the ref that from today doing the game? It could end at 3. Finney, what'd you say his name is?
Higgins.
Finnegan Higgins. That Finnegan. I hate that guy. Nice job, Higgins. Nice job reffing today, Mr. 18 Minutes. I have never seen a sporting event in my life stop for 18 minutes in the middle of the game. Are you kidding me? At the end of the game, middle of the game, beginning of the game. Can you name ever in anything, ever, except NASCAR with a wreck, or IndyCar with a wreck, or Formula One with a wreck, that you've ever seen a sporting event stopped, except for what? How long was the Super Bowl when the lights went out? How long did that take? Have you ever seen a sporting event stop for 18 minutes? Honestly. What's funny is nobody says anything from the NCAA or anywhere else. They don't care. They just, it's like no big deal.
34 minutes for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That was another one.
That was a complete blackout. That wasn't refs trying to look at a screen for a play.
Yeah, that was, because you're right. It was two refs looking at a television monitor for 14 minutes. And then there was another freeze for 4 more minutes. It was unbelievable.
And it was us looking at them looking at a television monitor, too, for those 18 minutes.
Virginia made just 1 of 9 three-point attempts in the first half and has struggled in this game. If a 16 seed beats a number one, they should just get a pass to the Final Four. It's never happened. Can you believe that? You gotta understand, like, there's just way too much time.
There's a long way to go here.
It's 32-24 now, right? So
I know I'm getting jacked up, but just because the fact that this is even going on in the second half is cool.
Right.
But there is a lifetime left in this game.
But yeah.
They're not the first number one to come out slow against some opponent that they should kill. But the difference is usually when it's a number one coming out slow against some opponent that they should kill, they have a high power offense that they can just turn on the second half and run away with it no matter what they're
like
down.
Like that air ball they just shot?
Virginia doesn't have that.
Here's another brick. Get in. Nice rebound. Offensive board. Kick it out. Shoot that. Nail that. Yes.
Woo.
Woo.
Virginia isn't made to win from behind.
No.
They're made to get in front of you and then just grind it out the rest of the way.
Here we go. Nothing like a pain-free Friday here at the Vatican Network. Getting involved in this UMBC. Oh, and they throw it away, Carver High. A little throwaway into the seats.
I wasn't even looking at him.
So you give no love to the Loyola of Chicago Ramblers Mafia and the Marshall Herd, the Thundering Herd.
Both were great wins for them. It was a great upset for Marshall over Wichita. That's another 13-4. And Loyola's not as big of an upset because Miami wasn't ranked as high. It was a nice, great game-winning shot, a great game. But if you could talk about the bigger story, Little Buffalo just not only beating Arizona, but him just probably getting Sean Miller thrown out the door is the bigger story.
Who was the better shot? Was it my 3 to tie the game and send it to overtime the other night in our semifinal playoff game, or the kid from Loyola hitting the dagger to win?
Ooh, yours is very good, but I'm going to say NCAA tournament trumps
it. I figured you'd shaft me.
Yours didn't win it. Yours tied it and sends overtime. His won it.
Shut up. Honey Badger signs with the Houston Texans. All right. There you go. We're breaking stories in here left and right. Spew Newsroom active as usual on a Friday night. There's a lot happening. So as far as the NBA tonight, the Thunder cover and beat the Clippers 121-113. Steven Adams, 18-14. He's been playing lately with all kinds of injuries. Rolled his ankle, you name it, elbow, he's been just getting banged up and just hammered in these NBA games, a battle. Celtics 92-83 over the Magic. I think they were, I think it was 9.5 they were laying. They didn't cover. They won by 9. Sixers win, but they don't cover. They beat the Nets 120-116. Raptors by 7 over the Mavericks in Toronto in overtime. Mavericks cover. They were getting 11.5. Warriors underway. 16-9 over the Kings. KD's out now with broken ribs. Is that what you told me, Mavia?
Yeah, just over 2 weeks out there with fractured ribs.
Heat Lakers on NBA TV, 14-13 Lakers early. Randall's got 6, James Johnson 7 for the Heat. That's all happening tonight. A lot of people are, I'm sure, watching the NBA tonight over the NCAA games. The Wild are winning in Vegas in the first period, 1-0. Mafia has put a botchy jinx on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
Because we were supposed to be in Vegas all week doing the show, and it didn't happen. So Mafia, in protest, placed a botchy jinx on everything in Las Vegas, including the local sports teams, all of them. Predators lead in Colorado after 2-3-2. Sharks lead in Calgary for Alberta after 2-5-3. Hurdle. Evander Kane with a hat trick tonight, Carver High, with his new team. And LeBanc with a goal, his 10th for San Jose. Red Wings and Ducks after 1, tied at 1s. Green and Richie, the goal scorers. Mike Green with a goal for Detroit. Remember him when he played for the Capitals, how big of a star he was making all that money? Now he's playing in Detroit, right? And, like, no one cares about
him.
Nobody
cares.
I mean, literally nobody. Except for Pharrell. Capitals all over the Islanders, 6-3. Carver High admitting tonight that his team, despite JT's 32nd and Barzal's 19th, Carver High admitting that they were tanking.
Oh, they quit.
Throwing in the towel.
They quit last night. The Capital players and Trotz after the game said they let us do whatever we wanted. They made it easy on us. I mean, it was embarrassing.
When other teams and coaches are saying that, is it time to fire Doug Wade?
And then Doug Wade, after the game last night, they lost 7-3.
He says, I don't know.
Got up there and said, you know, I thought we played well tonight. I know the score was 7-3, but, you know, what can you do? That's what he said. That's a quote right there.
Yeah.
Direct quote. I thought we played well tonight. You lost 7-3.
I hit the Caps. I hit the Senators in overtime over the Stars. 3-2. Everything else is going on as we speak. Now, a 14-point UMBC lead over Virginia. The largest deficit for Virginia. They hit a bucket now, and they're down 12-1. So they're trying to cut it to 11. They're down 12 right now to the Retrievers of Maryland, Baltimore County. We're on in Baltimore. Are you loving life in Baltimore watching the Retrievers? Aren't you all Maryland fans? Do you even root for Maryland, Baltimore County? Don't lie to me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.